This is Smoke Break Podcast. I'm your host, one of your hosts, Mo.
What's up, guys? I'm D.
And I'm Mike, here today.
Hey, guys, so you guys were in LA a couple days ago, right where that explosion took place in downtown.
Right in the Terp District, yeah, absolutely.
That's wild. That's nuts, man.
I think it was a day before or 2 days before it happened. Yeah, we were down there, walked right in front of the shop, yeah. Which was funny. I saw it burn, and I was like, oh, gosh, I actually remember this.
I believe we walked inside the store.
This one we did one of the ones we went in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we were down there looking at packaging and stuff. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of good materials to find down there at a decent price.
Dang, I knew you guys were down there. And I didn't know this happened until like a whole day later. And then you guys told me like, oh, fuck, you guys were right there. That's crazy. And yeah. Our other friend, Neil, did pretty close. Is he close to where this shit happened?
Yeah, he's about 2-3 miles away. But downtown is, you know, kind of far when it comes to traffic and stuff.
That's crazy. And that's 11 firefighters got burned. That's a lot for firefighters.
Yeah, if you watch the videos, it looks like they got pretty jacked up on the ones on the ladder, man. I mean, they were in the fireball for at least 3 or 5 seconds. I mean, inside the fireball.
Yeah, crazy.
Completely surrounded by fire. So I'm sure, you know, any protective gear is going to be rated for something. But, I mean, that's intense, being all that fuel getting let loose and then just into the open air where it can burn.
Yeah, they're usually pretty well trained and... It's like you don't hear too much bad things happen to firefighters or like cops because they usually take all the safety precautions.
But you think the gaps, you know, the small gaps in between the you know where your gloves and your jacket meet or something like that, there might be just a little bit of skin exposed and
yeah, definitely. Know. And then this was definitely a bad fire for it to cause 11.
Now, has anyone heard if it was from them actually like making butane hash oil or if it was a fire and it was just containers and amounts of butane that were being burned off? And that's what my big thing is I'm trying to figure out is because I thought I heard somewhere today that they were doing a...
An extraction. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was an extraction that went bad. So I would... Don't quote me on that, but I would... be very surprised if that was the case just because I mean that area is so much volume of actual raw products, you know, it'd be surprising to see a manufacturing process go on in that same.
Absolutely. Yeah, they brought in like the ATF or something like that, or you know, some serious government agencies. Yeah.
Is there criminality involved that is like because that district is known for that area,
and here's how it goes. It's in my mind, if you have negligence, they're doing a hash lab, or if they're a proper store, you know, the fire started due to an electrical issue or something like that, and this the components burned. That's a little bit harder to say that they were negligently doing stuff when it was an actual accident versus them, you know, breaking the law and making illegal products.
And people know that a lot of people do that in that district, that's what it's known for. Like, if you want to go and buy bulk product, you go there.
Yeah, your base product, your raw product.
That's not just
products.
That one spot. I'm sure there's spots like that are
like
very similar.
Like 50 stores, 100 stores right
like
there.
Like, in the same radius.
The smoke shop supplies. So you can get everything you need from a smoke shop. So each one's got a little bit different glass, maybe a little bit different, you know, packaging or tobacco products or, you know, better deal here or there. So, I mean, they all have a lot of the same products, but that was a big fire, man. That was a lot of butane that went up.
Yeah, it was a big fire for 232 firefighters to get called, though.
232
gosh. Firefighters.
That's a lot of firefighters.
That's a lot of firefighters, yeah. I guess what I was saying is that was it legal what they were doing, or was it just something they were doing underground, just mass producing?
Give me a second. We'll see if we can pull this up.
They're producing hash or hash oil, resin.
I have no idea what they were doing.
Because the article has it as a hash oil factory.
Well, and the news always gets things wrong, where you can go... buy supplies for lab equipment doesn't make that a hash oil factory.
Okay, so I guess we'll see what they what they say.
Yeah, I'd wait for them to actually come out with what the actual determination is of it, to say whether or not they were doing something illegal, because they don't know what yet started the fire, so you can't say whether or not they were doing something illegal in there. And whether or not there is a lot of, you know, homeless people in that area or not, I don't know. That just because of that doesn't make it an illegal area that a lot of illegal stuff happens in, you know.
Yeah, so according to the Los Angeles Times, it is under investigation to determine whether the oil reserves on site were the cause of the blast, that were what sparked it. But they do not have a cause or anything stated about there being butane hash being made or anything like that.
Yeah, so there is no record of anything illegal happening there at any time, right?
Did you guys hear about Jeff Bezos possibly becoming the first trillionaire?
I don't know. How's that work?
I like that. Does that mean his wife is going to be like a trillionaire
soon? He can give a dollar to everyone on Earth and still be richer than everyone on Earth.
Right, as a trillionaire, right?
Yeah. Would cost you $7 billion is chump change.
I think it's funny that it comes out, like, they make this announcement right now because everybody's buying through Amazon if they're all in at home, so they're just get their business is not shut down.
Reminds me, I have a package.
It's not shut down.
Today.
It's actually being boosted by this coronavirus shit, and it's just mocking us. I mean, I think this is a mock, like a mock to the people, like poking fun at them, like. I'm going to be the first trillionaire. I'm the overlord. You guys are my subjects.
I would own a cruise ship, minions. A massive cruise ship or a cargo ship, and it would just cruise the world with other cruise ships following it, and we'd be partying and docking and this having a fabulous time.
Yeah, this whole thing has been set up to benefit somebody like Jeff Bezos. You stay at home, you order your shit, everything from A to Z, that's what they say. And now they got grocery shit. You can buy your milk, buy eggs.
Eggs?
You can buy eggs. You can buy perishables from Amazon.
I would never buy my perishables over and have them delivered.
We had an issue with it getting delivered late multiple weeks in a row. Like his food is supposed to be delivered and it's in a cold box. Well, the cold box doesn't stay cold forever. So when they deliver it on Fridays when they're supposed to, it's good. But when they deliver it on the following Wednesday, you know, all of the food is bad. So he's paying or being, you know, stuck with these boxes and they keep delivering.
They still deliver the boxes. So even though he doesn't get his package, so he gets refunded his money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're having a shipping issue. So the package is still getting delivered. And then he tries to buy another one. The same issue happens. Refunds his money. And then another package gets delivered because it's still in shipping, you know. And he's getting this old food delivered to him.
I never tried it.
Don't buy into it.
Yeah. I know people that do, though. And they like it. They enjoy it. Here's my
situation.
They fucking deliver on Sundays.
I would do...
You see the Amazon trucks driving on Sundays.
Yeah, they're savages for that.
And
they'll deliver till 9 p.m. at night.
That's psychotic shit. But that corporation is so big. It's built itself to, like, it's its own delivery system. It's its own ordering, tracking, you know.
Oh, Amazon is their cloud services. I mean, they handle most of the processing for what's on the internet now.
Let's talk about it because it came and went because of a lot of things going on in the world. But Amazon was talking about airdropping products to your
drones.
House.
With drones.
So
I want to see that shit.
Are you okay with it? Who wants it? Are you in? Will you take a product drone? Do you want someone to deliver it? Will you take drone eggs?
I'm going to wait until somebody else's house gets a drone delivery, and I'm gonna go catch the drone.
But at that point, the drones are gonna be built to self defend themselves, because they're
against the net, bro.
They're gonna be built towards where, yeah. The thing is,
like,
that
I know of people. I've heard of people. I don't know people who do this, but I've read of people who are taking like the Bird and Lime scooters, and they disable the tracking software, and then they just use them as a scooter, as an electric scooter. They just buy the charger offline.
I think these drones are going to be, are going to have like machine guns attached to them. And if they see somebody trying to steal them, they'll shoot you.
So but when Amazon converts from having people to drones,
and they need to figure out the like the road system for those drones, because if they go over people's houses, technically people have the right to shoot that drone over there, or if it flies over their house.
You're thinking of this wrong. So what they're gonna do is think of like a big Goodyear blimp, right? And up there will be thousands upon thousands of packages that'll be delivered today. And up there, the drones will fly up into, grab their packages, and deliver them straight down onto your house.
You're smiling with a big smile, but I've seen a animation thing where they would have workers on the blimp.
Yes. Yes, the workers would be on the
blimp. There would be people on the blimp. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
I agree. I'm down for that shit, actually. I'm down for that. Yeah, and so it's like the mothership is the blimp, and then the little drones are the.
Think of imagine that running a 2 week shift on a blimp, and living on the blimp like an oil rig.
No, I think it'll dock once a day, so you'll have two blimps. One will be going up, and one will be coming down. You know what I mean?
But the thing how they have it set up right now,
yeah.
The way they're structuring it is
as big as a what's it called warehouse. The blimp would be, and it'd be filled.
Because air travel is more direct, so it's only 1,000 feet in the air, but it's less than a mile from everything in the city kind of thing, or, you know, makes it much faster. I see what you're saying. You get the 30-minute delivery.
Yeah. The way they're building it right now, though, is they basically let the drones out from their distribution centers. They send them out like a dove delivering a package, and then they expect it to come back.
So somebody traps it with a net.
Right. So that's the problem they've had. Like people shoot
that's
the drone.
That's not gonna happen.
Want to keep it.
It's very inefficient. Think about how far a drone has to fly.
Well, that's why the Amazon centers
big blimp that's doing one circle around a city, and it's doing multiple. And that one that's really far, maybe you send a driver.
Yeah,
that's the future, and it's really scary.
That's dystopian. That's like dystopian. Very.
No, it's not dystopian.
It's 5 years out.
Yeah, less than five years.
By 2025, yeah. There's going to be some sort of something floating in the sky. Because you have to think, even for a military aspect, if you can dock anything up in the sky, you make your travel time to a destination so much faster.
And what is it that they're going to put in the sky? It's going to be
a blimp.
A distribution fucking place. It's like a. Is nothing. It's like
a warehouse in the sky.
A warehouse in the sky.
Yes.
It takes up the view of the sky. It literally is looking down on you.
Yes.
That's basically saying it. Like, we are above you. We rule everything around you. So.
I wonder how they're gonna be able to lift that much weight and be able to safely say that this thing is not gonna fall down on. 20,000 people below
right.
Crush.
Right.
You know? But then again, you say that with the plane and...
I mean, air accidents are really low. And historically, blimps have been used for... I mean, hot air balloons have been used for travel for hundreds or thousands of years. You know? You have the blimps that were used for travel in World War II. They were used for military purposes. Weather balloons. I mean, there's stuff they get put up all the time.
And there's new tech, too. You got nuclear... powered, you could have a nuclear powered blimp that theoretically never has to land.
Right. You put some pumps on it so it starts extracting helium from the air and continually keeps itself afloat or any leaks filled. And
that's the shit that $1 trillion can buy.
When Amazon starts selling THC.
Fuck.
That's who what I want to be a part of. If we can get Amazon to sell THC, we can, I feel, be Jeff Bezos 2.0.
Well, this is how I see it. Look, it's like he's going to be the trillionaire. You're going to see a whole bunch of new millionaires. Being a millionaire is not going to be shit. It's like you're a millionaire. Okay. It's like you're.
Now, it will never. It's not going to be the status symbol it was that it used to be, but it'll always be. If you're a millionaire in United States dollars, you will be better. You will be part of that 1% lifestyle. Because
done right, you can transition yourself into another part of the world and live off your money very well.
Okay.
You know, it's the people who try and keep up with the social status, the large house, the new cars, large amounts of jewelry, you know, those kind of things right. that are going to drag you down.
But what does that mean in a world that's, like, changing every day? It's like, with this shit, it's like, it sounds good if it's, like, if I'm promised that things are not going to, are going to stay the same for a cool minute, you know? But
that's a part of it that everybody forgets, is that every day is going to be different and nobody knows what tomorrow holds. And, yeah. you know, like maybe we stop driving petroleum cars and go to fucking electric. I don't know, you know.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's going to be trillionaire, then quadrillionaire. You're going to see a bunch of billionaires. I'm pretty sure, like, one of us, one of these days, is going to be a millionaire.
You know? How do you know no one in the room is a millionaire already?
Or well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
million-dollar ideas come out every day.
Yeah. What does that mean now? It's just, like, $1 million could be, like, well, you don't have nothing now.
Right, with this coronavirus, you see these people with these small businesses, gyms, you know, roller skating rinks, these items that aren't necessity by any stretch of the imagination, and they're getting...
Or does it turn into something like China or Russia, where it'll be $10,000 for a gallon of gas?
Right, like, it's a super highly inflated number, and... Jeff Bezos he's projected in $1 trillion. Is that in wealth, assets? Is that something that, you know, is not, are we counting US dollars? Is he a trillionaire in Bitcoin? Like, could he be easily translate his trillions into like a cryptocurrency where it doesn't matter to him anymore? It's like,
now look at Elon Musk. I mean, more money doesn't matter to him. He's talking about selling his non-essential or non-emotionally connected to items and renting a house, you know,
including all his houses, selling his possessions and renting.
That's good for him. Yeah. All right, man. That's crazy, though, man. Yeah. So the projection is that 2026, he's gonna be the first trillionaire.
Even after his divorce.
I think, yeah, it's even after this divorce.
Well, she owns shares in the company, so no matter what, if she continues to own those, then she may become a trillionaire as well.
Well, she became the richest woman in the world by getting divorced from him.
By getting divorced, yeah, that's true.
And by then, proxy, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Thank you for listening to Smoke Break Podcast. This episode was brought to you by the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. For the premium selection of CBD flower and products, go to cbdandhempwarehouse.com.